All right, good afternoon.
Doug, Coach, with every win, the expectations of the city are going to rise. How are you and the coaching staff dealing with players and kind of keeping a lid on that?
Well, obviously, my job is to make sure that we stay focused and stay grounded, and we've just got to continue to stay with the one game mentality. You know, that's been a good formula for us this season. We can't get look down the road and, you know, upcoming opponents and scenarios, and that's obviously for the media to speculate on and talk about. But we just gotta make sure that we maintain our focus, understand what got us to where we are right now today at 8-1, and continue that process moving forward.
So it was Tim Jernigan's injury, and how significant was it?
Tim's fine. He just got an ankle. He could have come back and played in that game yesterday, and he'll be fine for we got this time off now, so he'll be fine next week.
We talk so much about how unselfish this team is and all the players, but how much of that starts with Carson and his personality?
I think a little bit of it does. There's a lot of guys that way that are unselfish and disciplined ball players and the way they prepare and study and I think that with Carson, leading the offense and kind of being the face right now and getting a lot of the accolades. I mean, he's the most humble guy you come across, and he'll give it right back to the team. And he understands that this is a team game. So, everything that he's getting, he deserves by the way he prepares and studies. But I also think there's a lot of guys on this team to do the same thing that it might get overlooked. But by no means are with us in the building overlooking those guys.
What's your message to the players before they leave, as far as, do you want them in the books? Do you want them studying? Do you want them just getting away from football for a few days? What's the best way for them to handle this week?
The best thing is just to kind of get away and just rest, just downtime, and still want them to sort of seek some sort of physical activity, whether they lift or conditioning during the off week. Obviously, the guys that are around can come into the facility and work out, get treatment, and make sure that they're ready for next week and the next seven games. So get away from it, clear their mind, understand that we've started something special, and we want to make sure that we finish it the right way.
So what's the plan for Ronald Darby when you guys get back? Do you anticipate him going full for that week, or is it still a week?
Yeah, and he's really last week he really got more reps in practice, and even though it was limited, it was almost full, last week too. So, he's another one that'll be around, work on his treatment and his rehab, and we'll see where we're at next week when they get back. We'll evaluate it some more, but he's in a really good spot to possibly come back and help us here in the next week or so.
Running backs up yesterday. Do you anticipate that still being?
No, that was just because of Zach Ertz deal.
With Jay and Jai, just with all the personal and professional transitioning that comes with being traded, I know it helps with how the way the offensive line played yesterday, but what does it just say on that quick time to give the performance that he gave yesterday with Jeff?
Well, for him to be able to come in and really on 3 days of work and not overloading him, obviously, as we mentioned during the week, and just give him a few plays, get him accustomed to the offense, just listening to the huddle call and being out there back in game conditions was very beneficial to him. And obviously the explosiveness, you can see it, it's there. And we'll just continue to grow with him and get him more comfortable each week.
Doug, back read option, I know you said you saw that from the Chiefs. Can you explain the process of when you first see that to how you make sure you install it right and then end up using it in the game?
Well, yeah, you see it a couple times on tape, and then, you try to make sure, first of all, that it fits who you are and the type of guys that you have, whether it be your quarterback or your runners. And as I mentioned after the game, it was just something that, we were happening to be on the right hash, and it was set up perfectly for that. It was one of our low red zone plays anyway, down there. So well executed, just like the read to Alshon. Those are plays that you have to rep about 2, 3, 4 times a week and make sure you get that timing down, because those aren't just – you don't just roll out of bed and run those plays. You have to work at it, and guys did a great job, great execution.
He keeps talking about things that need to be cleaned up despite the stats that he's having. What exactly are those things that can get better?
Well, You know, I think if you look at the whole thing, I mean, you know, he would, if he doesn't complete every pass, he's mad. I mean, you know, that's just him. I mean, you've been around him long enough now to know that that's just him. And he continues to work at his accuracy and his decision making. And there's still little things where, you know, maybe a split second decision could have got the ball out of his hand, or his eyes were a little bit late here. You know, those are things he wants to clean up, and just understanding the progression of the play and understanding, you know, where everybody's going to be on a certain route. Same way in protection, you know, he's constantly learning and getting better with protection, him and Kelsey, and making calls. And, you know, it's not these major overhaul changes that he needs to do. Obviously, he's playing at an extremely high level, but just continue to focus, continue to study, prepare himself the right way like he knows how to do and like he's been doing, and he's going to be fine.
So what was the key to in the OTAs, like, to set the standard for this season? He said very plainly 7-9 isn't good enough, and it felt like he was setting a standard for this season. Do you feel like Carson is setting the standard for where this team can go and is setting a standard in the locker room for what the expectation is?
Yeah, and listen, I don't like to put it all on one guy. I think he is a part of the standard. I just don't think you just say, Carson, you said it, and we all kind of follow his lead, even though he is playing extremely well. I mean, you know, you got to look at our defense, too, and the way they're setting a standard on defense and the way they're attacking and to hold that team to 35 rushing. I mean, you know, there's those standards that are being set all over the place. And listen, our players pride themselves in playing well each week. And, yeah, when the guys, if it's Carson, if it's Fletch, if it's Brandon, Malcolm, whoever it might be, says 7-9 is not good enough, it's not. You know, because they know how much better they can be, and so they want to make sure that they're doing everything they can to, you know, win that next game, and so they have set the bar high, and you know, as we've said, the bullseye keeps getting bigger and bigger on their back each week, and they keep rising to the occasion.
What was the key to J.I. Jai's 46-yard touchdown run? Was that an outside zone?
It was an outside zone play. Big V did an outstanding job. Kelsey got up. I mean, these guys, you know, the offensive line did a nice job of securing the perimeter. He got outside. I don't remember exactly looking back if it was Marcus or if it was Alshon as the single receiver. Made an outstanding block back inside. And just we were just able to capture the edge. And then, you know, untouched to the end zone. It just outran the defense. It was just a well-blocked, well-executed play.
Last year against Dallas, Italy got away. I think that was the one game where you thought you could have been a little more. It was a rare time where you weren't aggressive as were other times. Is that a game that you're kind of looking forward to? I know you want to win the week every week, but is that a game that you're kind of looking forward to maybe a little bit more than others than because of the way it went last year?
Yeah, you know, I'll go back and watch that tape, and you know, we had opportunities in the game, and I got to, you know, I'll evaluate it from my standpoint too, putting our team in situations and better situations. And you know, just because it is the next game, you're always looking forward to that. You know, it is the next game, and we get a chance now this week to look at a lot of their games already this season and really put a good plan together. But you know, from my standpoint, I definitely want to. I want to look at that and make sure that, you know, what I'm doing and how I'm calling the game is matching up to what we're doing. Now, last year's last year, obviously, and this year, and the guys are executing a lot better and doing some really nice things. So I'll take it in stride, but at the same time, I want to make sure that we're doing the right thing.
What has impressed you the most about, you know, the first-time games and how you guys have started out this season?
Well, you know, when the schedule came out, obviously the early road games, you know, that was a big test for our football team because we didn't do so well last year on the road, and so wanted to make sure that we kind of got off to a fast start, and we were able to do that, you know, outside of the Kansas City game, and then really the way they've overcome the injuries, you know, to start the season, you lose Darby in the first game, and you know, you go down the list. I mean, you're getting Bo Allen back. You know, at that time, but at the same time, you know, Fletch goes down. You know, Rodney McLeod is out. You get Chris Maragos back there. I mean, you got moving parts all over the place. You know, and then JP, and then you got. But the guys are just, you know, the way they have fought through these first nine games with the injuries has been pretty amazing. And then how now we're getting guys healthy and kind of getting back to full strength. This obviously this break is at a good time for us.
One of those guys who's getting healthy is Caleb Sturgis. I would assume you're going to have a kicker controversy here. Or what's the plan moving forward with your kickers?
Well, you know, obviously comfortable with what Jake's doing, we'll just have to cross that bridge when we get there. But nothing has been decided at this point, you know, with Caleb.
Doug, what did you learn from Andy Reid in terms of how successful he was during 5 weeks and coming off them? Is there anything that you recall take from him and how you approached
it? Yeah, you know, and he always he was always great with the players as far as giving them time, get away from the building and get away. But you know, the thing too was when they came back in, it was all about the refocus and putting them back on track and. You know, obviously as coaches, we get time now these next few days to put a game plan together and start looking at Dallas. And I think that was one of his strengths too, was the ability to have a precise game plan, but not overly complicated. Almost like you almost kind of go back to the first game of the regular season where you kind of keep it like training camp, you know, and keep it. You know, familiar for the guys. You don't come out and recreate and do a lot of things that is not in your, your schemes. And he was able to do that. But I think just being able to refocus the guys was always the biggest thing. And keeping them on task and not changing a lot of stuff and just letting the guys go play again.
So what's the next week like for you then? You and the other coaches? How do you
this week?
Yeah.
Well, today was about watching and making the corrections with the Bronco game and putting that one to rest, and then really we go back and just self-scout, self-evaluate, make sure that there's no strong tendencies one way or the other, whether it be by offensively speaking, if it's by formation or personnel or whatever that might be. Same thing on defense, and just clean some things up and. You know, just evaluate where we are as a football team schematically and move forward from there. And then I'll give the coaches some time later in the week to spend time with their families and, you know, get rested up and be able to make this last little push.
On that note, as much as you like talking about yourself, how would you assess the job you've done so far and the areas?
Love talking about myself.
Well,
you know, I just think there's just overall confidence that I've had in play calling. You know, I did it there in Kansas City but it was the second half of the game. So, you know, you just gain more confidence. You understand, you know, situational football, and just like a quarterback. I mean, you just kind of understand those situations and putting your team in good situations to be successful. You just kind of have that gut feel or that instinct to whether you're going to go for it or you're going to punt, you're going to field goal, whatever it might be. I think is having gone through it a year ago definitely makes you feel a little more comfortable. And then you just trust your players. You trust your players more and just let them go play.
We talked more about Frank Reich and his role in the offense. What is it? And what is his role in terms of formulating the game plan with you and also helping you on game day? Is he sort of like a bench coach?
No, he's a lot more than that. Frank does an outstanding job. You know, he and I, you know, collaborate during the week, put the game plans together. I mean, he does a lot of the legwork, you know, especially in early in the weeks as far as the game plans go. And then as the week goes, he and I are constantly sort of massaging that game plan, and this is where we begin talking with the quarterbacks and Carson, and if we need to tweak it here, we tweak it there, and then by the time we get to game day, you know, he and I have discussed a lot of the situational stuff, a lot of the personnel stuff, making sure everything's right, and then even during the game, he's constantly in my ear, you know, suggestions, ideas, plays to be able to get to, or things for me too, because, you know, I could be distracted maybe about a call or a challenge or something that might be going on the field, but he's in my ear, you know, constantly giving me reminders or or play suggestions, things like that, and just does an outstanding job for me that way.
Doug, have you ever been around a better group of tackling corners, and what goes into that as a group?
Well, as a group, you definitely have to work at it and practice, and you got to detail it. And I think Corey and Tim Houck do a great job, fundamentally with those guys tackling. And then, listen, there's not probably too many corners that like to tackle backs or receivers, but they do a nice job of just getting them on the ground. And you're seeing that read and react. You're seeing, that's one of the things I think with Jalen Mills this year is the ability to read, see it fast, and then shoot and put the guy on the ground where a year ago it might have been a little hesitation there. He's firing on all cylinders right now. It's the same way with guys like Patrick Robinson, who's firing in there and making. Jalen Watkins had a nice play, down down inside the, I think, the 5-yard line or so yesterday on the back. So it's just, the read and react, and then it's just a want to, and you got to detail it.
And Rasul is a rookie coming in and being as good as any.
And Rasul is physical too. I mean, he's another one that's on the perimeter, being able to get these guys down. And a year ago you probably say we weren't making those tackles, and this year we are. So it's confidence, but you got to work at it.
Carson's involvement with the offense. He lobbied a couple weeks ago to get one of his plays in there from college. How much involvement does he have? And is it unusual, if he does have some, for a quarterback of his experience to be so involved?
Well, as we go throughout the week and we get the plan on paper, and as we start kind of the first few days of the week is when you kind of get the plan on paper, but you really don't start studying the defense until you get to like a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because, in general, you're kind of looking, okay, this is kind of in general what they do. So we want to be able to do this, this, and this. But then when you really start looking at the film, you go, you know what, this one's not very good. Let's get this one out of here. Or we need to – maybe this is better with this personnel group. And that's where – and then Carson's studying the same thing. And so that's where he comes, comes to me and asks the questions. Just like the play, that he ran, he showed it to us, and it took us a little while to – as coaches to kind of warm up to it. But once we put it in and saw it run in practice, we were like, it's got a shot. And it obviously has worked for us. And the way I trust Carson right now, obviously is because of the way he studies and prepares. If he were just coming to me with out of the blue, just pulling things from the air, it'd be a little different. But I know if he comes to me, it's well thought out, and it's because he's studied the film like we have as coaches, and so it warrants the discussion and at least a look to see if that change is valuable to the game plan.
Last one, please. For your team to enjoy what they've done to this point this week, because they don't get a chance to enjoy it during most of the weeks between games, is it important for them to sort of, realize what they've done.
Yeah, coach is the same way. I mean, we get 4 or 5 hours on a Sunday afternoon after a game to enjoy one, and then we're back in the office cranking on the next week. So, I want the coaches and players to enjoy, and to look back and reflect on what we've accomplished so far. And, as great as it is, we still have half a season. We still got 7 ball games left, and we've got to come out, enjoy. Obviously enjoy, this time this week, reflect on what we've done, but we've got to come back ready to go next week. And if you don't take care of business from here on out, it's all for nothing. Okay. Thank you, guys.